If you can make a dish, you can make a signature recipe and showcase it on your beautiful website that you built with Squarespace. And if you can make a stitch, you can make an outfit and put it on your online store that you built with Squarespace. And if you can hit the pose, you can teach the class that they can book on your site that you built with Squarespace. Because whatever your business, you can build it at squarespace.com. Use offer code EMPIRE for 10% off your website or domain.
The countdown to a splashdown at one of the largest splash pads in Kentucky. It's a story making waves in cities throughout the country, showing the power of community. This is City Stories. Behind every splash pad is engineering, construction, and funding. But ask the people who design them why they're becoming so popular, and they'll tell you it starts with something much simpler.
It doesn't take a lot. People have this natural tendency to want to be near and around water and the sound of water and to touch water and get into it.
Splash pads first appeared across North America in the 1990s as a safer alternative to neighborhood pools. But in recent years, they've made quite a splash.
For the past maybe 6 years or so, there's been a little bit of a shift, particularly with COVID, people wanting to be outside, cities and communities looking for space that the community can recognize as their space and really call it their own.
Peyton Peterson is a landscape architect at TSW Associates. The company designs splash pads of all shapes and sizes all over the country. It's that freedom that TSW Senior Associate Samantha Castro says is so appealing.
One of the really cool things is, and we do it on all of ours, is like you can really customize them very much to the feel and the aesthetic of the park really pretty seamlessly and make it, in a lot of cases, they sort of tell this story of water and how water flows through a design or how people interact with water.
TSW representatives say the number they design continues to grow, and the National Recreation and Park Association offers professional training on planning, designing, and maintaining splash pads, a reflection of just how popular they've become. A place where nearly everyone, from toddlers to grandparents, can enjoy a warm summer day. That's what we found in June in the city of Cynthiana, Kentucky.
Okay, so this thing he's turning controls that big yellow.
Yep.
And then this is the one you're talking about.
Turn like water cannons that you can spray
point at each other.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Wow. And then this thing in the middle here that's shooting up water, that just runs all the time.
Yep.
Cynthiana Mayor Isaac Daley worked for the Chamber of Commerce as a chamber assistant when the project took off in 2022. He has not just seen its conception and development, but also how it has drawn all generations.
One day, one of the nursing homes actually rented it after hours and brought a busload of their nursing home residents here in their wheelchairs and their swimsuits and, you know, wheeled them through the water features. And, you know, and that was really fun.
And provided a place for children who might often be overlooked.
Parks and Recreation Board was approached by a group of moms of special needs children. They came together, came to the board and said, we want sensory hours. We want hours and for, you know, not public hours, but, you know, specifically for special needs children that have sensory issues, to be able to use this and make this an accessible and inclusive place as well. And so on Wednesdays and Sundays now, I believe, there's 2 hours before opening that are specifically for sensory hours here at the Splash Pad. And I think that, again, goes into the power of when community comes together.
A community that helped envision and fund a splash pad with more than 15 water features that can hold up to 450 children, open and available free of charge.
And then, you know, this is the little misting rainbow. So
now, what's the frog do?
It will spit out water from its mouth. Yeah.
So you just climb on it, and then it spits water at people?
Yeah.
At the center, a giant blue bucket that fills with water and then releases it every 10 minutes.
Yeah, the bottom of it sort of just opens out.
So then it's going to almost like a little waterfall.
Yeah.
Every child knows exactly what's coming and when. The Cynthiana Splash Pad has become quite an attraction.
We're having families bring their children here from other cities and counties, and then they are going downtown and they're shopping and they're eating. So it's twofold, really, for tourism and quality of life.
When city leaders first started talking about building it, Daly says they had one simple goal: community first.
The former chamber director, Tommy Jean Clifford, was such a champion of this project and did such a good job building connections, asking organizations, applying for grants to make it all happen. So I think one great community champion can accomplish great things, and certainly Tommy Jean was that. And a lot of citizens, when citizens come together, things happen.
The city, county, businesses, civic organizations, and private citizens all came together and let the experts help lead the project.
Going through the design phase, as we started to build money, we would have town halls and invite the community's families and children, and we would have all these pictures up of different features, and the kids would come around and they would vote for the features that they wanted.
The giant bucket, the spray cannons, the frog that spits water, all selected by children. It's a sense of ownership that Mayor Daly says has had a lasting effect.
When the community comes together and the community has put their money into making this possible, the community wants to take care of it. I hear of very, very few and far between issues, you know, families or children violating the rules. You know, everybody's really respectful of this and appreciative of this because, again, it was an ask from the community. And I think our community appreciates that we keep it free to them.
It may seem simple, but beneath every laughing child is a network of pumps, controls, and computers that visitors never see.
It's almost like a bunker. You can see it painted back there. So you go down into this big room, and that's where all the pipe gallery is that runs all the features there. The electric and water all separates out there. And there was definitely some trial and error in the first season of, you know, how long do features run for? What's the time between when they, you know, let off the greatest amount of water? There's computers that kind of control and set all those features. That's way beyond my expertise, but it's all down in that little cave under there.
It all starts with designers who look at every aspect and continue to innovate.
A lot of our splash pads, or all of the splash pads that we've designed recently, are dry deck splash pads, meaning the spray jets emerge directly from a flat, slip-resistant surface like concrete, and then the water immediately drains away rather than pooling.
That's part of the appeal of splash pads: less hazards, slipping or drowning, and in many communities, fewer regulatory hurdles. they also create something many cities didn't always have.
When the splash pad is not in use, you essentially have a plaza that can be an extension of an amphitheater sitting area or an outdoor fitness area, whatever it may be. But you're again thinking of a dual purpose for the splash pad area so that it's not a singular use.
Splash pads do have a price tag. Cynthiana's was around $700,000, and there are ongoing costs.
Our water bill for the splash pad, you know, for transparency to other cities, is about $16,500 a season.
But still, much less than a public pool.
For a town of our size, you know, less than 7,000 people, a pool installation, upkeep, and, you know, the people that it costs to protect the people using the pool, the pool's patrons, is just not feasible.
Mayor Daley says it is the low maintenance that helps keep splash pads free for the public. Folks at TSW say designers are continuing to innovate how the systems work and help the community at large.
We are trying to capture and have successfully captured it on a lot of our projects in underground cisterns, where we're using it for irrigation, drip irrigation throughout the park to reduce the need for potable water irrigation during the summer months. Obviously, that's when you're going to need the most irrigation. That's when the splash pad is running. So we're really trying to create more of a green, if you want to say, flow-through type splash pad system, so it's not just wasting water and being a sole single purpose.
Splash pads are carefully planned public spaces designed with community at the focus.
All of our projects are based in community feedback. We don't do anything that is not somehow based in, you know, the community is really our client.
Anything you think other cities that are considering building not just a splash pad, but one this large, that they need to take into consideration?
I think the main thing to take into consideration is get the people involved, get your citizens involved, because then you know you're making a wise investment. When the citizens are leading the direction, the design, the accessibility of it, the inclusivity of it, then you're making investments worthwhile. And that's why it's a no-brainer for the city and county to keep this free and pay the upkeep year after year after year and not question ever charging a citizen, because it's so beneficial to them and it's so used and cared for.
Join us next month as we look at the unique approach one Kentucky fire department took to address the growing need for EMS, one that's getting national attention.
With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.